You're listening to Anishinaabe Ogima Boys Fort Leaders from the present to the past.
Michelle Fisher, and I grew up in Boys Fort. But back then it was a lot more remote and we didn't really have a whole lot. So there was a lot of playing outside and entertaining ourselves. Well, I actually served in the Alaska Air National Guard for 5.5 years, so I'm a veteran, and they asked me to join the Honor Guard.
That is being a leader in the community, and I want to know from you, what kinds of things do you think make a good leader for the people of Boys Fort?
I think that you have to have a high level of honor and integrity, a strong sense of who you are. You know, to be able to lead people. How you represent yourself is a big thing, too, because you're representing the people. So, and I think if you have a good rapport with the people, then you can lead better. Rather than just doing what you want to do, you do things for the people. I think the biggest problem right now is all the drugs and alcohol use, or abuse, I should say. I think that, but it's kind of coming full circle. They have a lot of programs now. They have a Boys and Girls Club, so the kids have, you know, activities to do rather than engaging in behaviors that are, you know, like getting into drugs and alcohol, which was a big thing when I was growing up, too. I really didn't pay too much attention. I wasn't really one of the partiers. It was the parents' responsibility to make sure that their kids were not doing those things. Like I said, I didn't really pay attention, but it seemed like it was more of a fend for yourself type of thing, rather than right now it's a community thing. I mean, everybody knows everybody back home, and they pay attention and watch, you know, and like I said, they have a lot of activities now for kids these days, so. I do. I grew up, me and Brandon have been friends since kindergarten, you know, preschool. So I've known him my whole life. He's a people person, you know. I believe that he's in his position for the people, not for himself. Another one, I respect all of them. I really do, and I value what they do for us. They go a long way for us, and that's really important. You know, they listen to the people. And they do, you know, what they can for the people. There needs to be sort of a program that deals specifically with drug and alcohol abuse. We do have treatment, they do outpatient treatment programs and things of that nature. But I think there needs to be more recognition of the fact that there are a lot of drugs on the reservation and alcohol abuse. And it needs to be recognized and dealt with. Just being more involved, you know. Like I said, the community is pretty involved with, they watch each other, you know, they keep an eye on each other and take care of each other. And so that, I think that has a big impact on people, you know. In my position now, I'm the Energy Assistance Program Coordinator, and I also do the licensing for the reservation. And so I'm more of one of the worker bees, but I mean, I do try to lead by example. You know, like I said, I was in the military, and I have a pretty a strong sense of who I am, and so I try to represent myself that way. I guess to some degree, I feel like a leader, you know, and I do know that, you know, people are watching, so I try to carry myself, you know, appropriately and not do anything to bring any bad light on myself.
Who's somebody that you look up to in the on the reservation?
That would be hands down my Uncle Gene Goodsky. I've known him since I was knee high to a grasshopper, and I just have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's our spiritual advisor, so I learn a lot from him. I've learned a lot of, you know, from about our culture, our heritage, everything. I mean, everything I know about our culture, I've learned from him. So that's hands down. There's no contest. he's the one that I admire the most and respect the most and really look up to.
Anishinaabe Ogima was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.